Blaine Gabbert, I want to know why we should draft you.
Because if you don't draft me, I'm going to have to beat you for the next 15 years.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
It's the land of 10,000 plus coons. Not even our commissioner's bringing the news. Throwing in 40 bucks and pray we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we boo. Land of 10,000 plus coons. Not even our commissioner's bringing the news. Throwing in 40 bucks and pray we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we
got Zimmel, Tony, Kevin Plow, and Agent Dave, Jay Wild Tyler, and Leaf Blast Terrible Trades, Alex and Andrew, and don't forget the good old Eason, our fantasy football league, tis the season.
It's the land of 10,000 plus coons. Not even our commissioner's bringing the news. Throwing in 40 bucks and pray we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we booze.
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna need to clean up on aisle 5 after that one, man. I'll tell you what, you might.
All right, this is Season 3, Episode 4 of the Land of 10,000 Plus Coons Fantasy League Podcast. Your host, Team Double Vag, Double Anal, Ryan Eason. Got no guest host tonight, just myself. Sorry for doing this podcast a day late. Actually, I was probably just going to skip out on this week, but I got some requests wondering where this week's episode was, so I decided to do the recording, and in fact I missed out on playing a game in the CRFL to do this, so you're welcome. I hope you enjoyed tonight's episode. Hope you had a good Thursday. Mine went great. I was called a nig by a customer at work, so you know I'm doing awesome. You know, I hail from Coon Rapids, so I'm definitely a cooner, but not a nig, so I don't know where that came from. But anyways, let's get on to the show. We're going to break down last week's matchups, update the Pussies Can't Play list, do this week's matchups, I'll make my picks, and maybe throw in a couple tips for people to look out for on the waiver wire, so maybe some sleepers, maybe some general fantasy news as well. So let's get things started. All right, first matchup. We got the Bitcoin Bombers. Love that you took my advice, Tony. Going up against the Cardinal Juan Mixon. Kevin Plow. Jared Goff versus Drew Brees. Drew Brees hurts his thumb. Goes on the Pussy Camp playlist. Scores a pathetic negative 0.5. Really bad start for Kevin Plow's team here. Joe Mixon facing Alvin Kamara, and Joe Mixon gets hurt. Holy shit, put Kevin Plow's team on a stretcher. Michael Thomas, 10 catches. Amazing, right? Oh, wait, only 89 yards for 10 catches? Jesus Christ, what the fuck's going on there? 8.9 points. Yeah, overall terrible performance by Plow. Justin Tucker, name rhymes with fucker, got 13 points for his highest scoring. Tony's team was abysmal with Jared Goff leading the way with 17.1, but you know what? It didn't take much to beat a team that doesn't even have players playing throughout the week. Faker rigs the schedule with two easy wins in a row, taking the victory 98.5 to 50.2. Next up, we got the Cody Fishin, Andrew Flick, going up against Team Double Vag, Double Anal, myself, Ryan Eason. Aaron Rodgers going up against Tim Brady. Warriors at quarterback clashing at it. Brady with the better game though, no surprise there, going up against the Dolphins, who I might actually think could start losing to college football teams the way they're talking away trading players. Kerryon Johnson getting the upper hand over Todd Gurley, the solid 14.8. Really Flick's team, let's go down the line here. Damian Williams 5.8, Amari Cooper 10.4, TJ Hockenson the stud tight end 0.7. But couldn't have possibly beaten Double Vag, Double In with that Tom Brady performance, right? In that solid performance of Kerryon Johnson and T.Y. Hilton getting double digits. Oh, wait. Here comes Flick with the Patriots D off the waiver wire for $2. Scoring 35 fucking points. Are you kidding me? 35 fucking points for a defense. He beats Double Vag, Double In 101.3 to 95. Jesus fucking tap dancing Christ. Next up, we got, why do Eckler going up against to the window, to the what, dot, dot, dot. I don't know if there's more to that team name, but ESPN blocked it out. Oh, wait, here, I hovered over it. To the window, to the Waller. Love the early 2000s hip-hop reference, Dave. We got Deshaun Watson playing Patrick Mahomes. What a great fantasy quarterback matchup. Mahomes got the better, though, scoring 4 touchdowns in 1 quarter, I believe, getting 31.6 points. Delvin Cook on absolute fire so far this fantasy season with 25.1. Between those two guys, Al scores as a hell of a performance this week. Scores a ton of points, gets 115.2. Asian Dave couldn't quite do enough. Saquon, I feel so bad for the guy. He's still playing good with 19.5 fantasy points. But besides that, Asian Dave's team, for the most part, sucked balls. Pretty solid performance from Tyler Boyd with 12.2, but couldn't get it done. He only scores 85.2 and starts off the season 0-2. Ouch, Asian Dave. Next up, we got StarCraft, Bama Toon, Zimmel. Jared Zimmel going up against Vance Refrigeration, Jordan Walmo. Let's see here for Zimmel. He had Baker Mayfield going in the lineup. Balls and move after that piece of shit week one performance, but he had a bounce back week, kind of, thanks to a huge play from OBJ, getting 15 total fantasy points there. Lamar Jackson, though, continues to be a fucking beast, going 30.9 for Walmart's team, leading the way on his team. Also, solid performances by Mark Andrews. What the fuck? Who the hell is that? Baltimore tight end, 17.2. All right. I see you, Walmart. Zimmel, you got Davante Adams getting some good yards in that early part of that Viking game. Le'Veon Bell and Leonard Fournette. Top 8 back, getting in double digits. Wasn't enough, though, to beat Wamo, who was 1-0 for the season. It was not. Wamo continues his undefeated streak, being 2-0, scoring 103, and compared to Zimmel's 79.5. Wasn't even really close. Last but not least, that actually might be the least, we got demoted to Lieutenant Redbeard, Tyler Herman, playing Gruden the Trade Master, David Leafbad. There's no way Leafbad could win with not one, but two fucking Tampa Bay receivers. Oh, wait, Leafbad listened to the advice last week and benched one of the Tampa Bay receivers, Chris Godwin. He actually benched the wrong one, though. Chris Godwin got 18.1 on the bench, and Mike Evans with 6.1, so Leafbad starts out playing two shitty Tampa receivers, benches the wrong one. Bears D, his best player, only gets 4 points. There's no way he could fucking win. But wait. Tyler's team only getting 17.5 points from Carson Wentz. Went out for part of the game. James Conner, off week, 10.5. Chris Carson, Evan Ingram, his kicker, and not doing absolute shit. Leafbad's team, guys you've never heard of before, but you've heard of them, but they actually did pretty well. Kenny Galladay, Travis Kelce, Cooper Kupp, Matt Breida, and Nick Chubb, all in double digits, not to mention his quarterback, Russell Wilson, putting together a fine performance of 24.2. He's actually able to win the matchup, 116.3 to 111.2. Nice work, Leafbad. Tyler with the 0-2 start, out. Ouch, I think you'll bounce back though, bud. All right, so we got in the standings here, Alex at the top, ugh. And then followed by Walmart and the coefficient and Tony at 2-0, thanks to Tony rigging the league schedule. In the 1-1 club, we got Double Badge, Double Anal, and Gruden the Trade Master, David Leafbad in 5th and 6th. You always hate to be in fantasy company with Leafbad, but after 2 weeks, I'll take it. It's a long season. And in the shitter, 7th through 10th, we got Tyler, Asian Dave, Zimmel, and Kevin Plow taking back his rightful place in the bottom of the barrel here. Only 2 weeks in, though. Got a lot of season to go. But those are your standings as of right now. And let's see here. Who had the most points? Was it fucking Alex again? I think it was. I think Alex owes Evan $5. I could be wrong, but We're going to go with that. Yeah, Alex owing Evan $5. Okay. And for the Can Your Picks Beat Rick's, me and Asian Dave had the exact same picks. And so the tiebreaker was going to be Asian Dave's matchup against Al, whoever came closest to the total score here. Dave had 234. I had 211.4. 200.4 was the total, so I was actually only 11 points off. I win the tiebreaker, and Asian Dave owes me a burrito. All right, Pussy's Camp playlist. We got some new names on the list this week. It's a couple big names at quarterback. We got first off, big fucking Ben Roethlisberger. He's actually out for the season. Could be the start of the end to Big Ben's fantasy career. Right elbow. So that pussy can't play. Drew Brees hurt his thumb, had to have surgery. That pussy's out at least 5 to 6 weeks. It's looking like that pussy can't play. Ouch, Kevin Plow. Ouch. Alshon Jeffrey's got a calf injury. Probably is gonna play week 3. That pussy can't play. Michael Gallup for the Dallas Cowboys. Looks like he has a meniscus injury. That pussy can't play. James Conner, he's banged up. Pussy might play. Probably will play. Still a pussy, though. And then Damian Williams and Devin Singletary. They got some issues going on. Damian with the knee and Devin Singletary with the hamstring. They're on the pussy might not play list. Probably will play, though. I think that just about does it for the big ones. Devin Njoku, broken wrist. That pussy can't play. He's officially out. All right, so let's go into this week's matchups. Since it's just me, we won't do Can Your Picks Beat Rick's, but I'll look at the teams here, the matchups, and I'll do my picks and what I'm projecting. So we'll go in first. We got Advanced Refrigeration, Jordan Walmo playing Gruden the Trade Master, David Leafbad. Walmo's projected to win this one 99-97.7. Let's see here. Got Lamar facing Russell in the quarterback battle. And let's see. Nick Chubb going up against David Johnson. That's a pretty good one. Josh Jacobs against Mike Breida. DeAndre Hopkins playing Mike Evans. Schmidt Suster against Cooper Kupp. Mark Andrews against Kelsey. John Ross against Kenny Galladay. Well, 2-0 Walmo is a recent fantasy champion playing against the Leaf Bad. I think it's actually going to be a pretty close matchup. With that being said, God, I kind of like Leafbad's receivers a little better. And Matt Breida is actually doing a little bit better than people thought. I'm gonna give this one the Leafbad. We're going with the Leaf in this one. Only has two running backs really on his roster. Fuck it. Only needs two as long as I stay healthy. All right, next up, to the window, to the wall. David Sousen playing against StarCraft, Amichun, and Zimmel. And this one, I am doing this game live, actually. It's the first quarter of the Titans versus Jags game. Jags are up 14-0. Gardner Minshew putting on a fucking clinic. With Leonard Fournette as .4 and Titans D as 6 points. So kind of a little cheat sheet here. But yeah, with Leonard Fournette not looking like a top 8 back. And Asian Dave having no wins yet, but too good of a team with McCaffrey and Saquon not to have a win yet. I got to go with Asian Dave. Next up, we got the Coefficient Flick going against the Bitcoin Bombers. We'll call this matchup of the week since both teams are 2-0. Tony's the worst 2-0 team probably in fantasy history, though, so I'm going to go with the Coefficient, Andrew Flick, even though Derrick Henry hasn't done shit so far in the game. Flip always finds a way to win games. I expect a bounce back week from TJ Hawkinshaw, and Stefon Diggs is going to have a big game against the Raiders as well. All right, double badge, double anal. Ryan Easton playing Wadu Eckler. Alex Williams, the guy who's at the top of the table here. Brady versus Mahomes. Okay, Kieran Johnson versus Cook. Okay, well, Al's winning both matchups and probably outscoring me by 15 points right there. Austin Eckler's going to outscore James White. Thielen and T.Y. Hilton, I can see that going either way. I think Keenan Allen will beat Marquise Brown, but not by a ton. He's going to win the tight end battle. Phillip Lindsay versus Emmanuel Sanders, battle of the Denver guys. Yeah, I'm going to go give this one to Al. He's going to beat me by, we'll say, somewhere in the 10 to 12 point range. Got Al on that one. Catalina Wine Mixon, Kevin Plow playing demoted to Lieutenant Redbeard, Tyler Herman. Tyler needs a win this week, and Evan hasn't put in a new quarterback yet, still has Drew Brees. He's going to have to find a quarterback on the waiver wire as he doesn't have one yet. Plow's 0-2. I don't know how many losses it takes in a row for him to stop caring. It might be two losses. This might be Kevin Lau. I don't. $100 doesn't mean fuck to me. I'm done for the year, Plow. We'll see. I don't know. Marlon Mack's banged up too, so. Yeah, and he's got the Cowboys D playing Miami. He outbid me for that. I bid $3. What the fuck did you bid, Tyler, you son of a bitch? Four or five? I'll have to look into that later. But, yeah, that's a juicy defensive matchup there. And Josh Allen said he's going to be a top 10 fantasy quarterback. And then I expect big things out of James Conner and Zeke. So I'm definitely giving that one to Tyler. All right. I'll wrap things up by giving out a couple sleepers in my mind, a couple players to look out for. One would be LeSean McCoy with Damian Williams or whatever from the Chiefs getting hurt. And McCoy coming from Andy Reid, him and Andy Reid have some history. And I could see him overtaking that offense. I think that's a maybe not a sneaky play this week, but definitely a guy to have on your team. If he is available on the waiver wires, he probably shouldn't be. But if he is, for somehow, pick him up. And could be a sneaky starter for some coming up weeks to come. Another couple guys to look out for is Kansas City wide receivers that no one's ever heard of, such as Mecole Hardman with Tyreek Hill out. Another guy you can look into picking up possibly. Frank the Tank Gore for Buffalo, running back. I think he had a decent amount of carries and maybe a touchdown. Let me see here. I want to say he had a touchdown. No touchdown, but he had 19 carries. For 68 yards and we did have a touchdown. I'm blind. Yeah, and the touchdowns 14.3 in week 2. So with LeSean McCoy out, you know, with him, I'm saying he's a sleeper now being on the Chiefs, and with him out, I'm saying Frank Gore's a sleeper pick with the Buffalo Bills. Let's see, another guy to do for like a possible like weird handcuff would be maybe like a set of Kansas City receiver. How about the Kansas City tight end handcuff Travis Kelce with Tyreek out? Kelce's probably gonna get a lot of looks. Maybe he gets hurt this year. Who knows? No idea who Kansas City's tight end is. Maybe like something to look into. Probably not, but just gonna throw it out there. Let's see, for quarterbacks, some guys to look at. How about Gardner Minshew? I think he's already got a touchdown pass in this game. Guy's the badass of the NFL. I think he was reported working out in only his jock strap and aviators. Can't go wrong with that guy. Jimmy Garoppolo, another sleeper pick that no one's probably really starting, but looked really good in week 2. Need a quarterback. Kevin Plow, might want to think about Jimmy G. And let's see here. We did running backs, receivers, tight ends. Okay, and we covered the big ones. If Dallas defense is somehow not picked up in your league. Absolutely pick up the Dallas D playing my Miami. The Miami Dolphins are absolutely awful. Minka Fitzpatrick is asking to be traded from there, and they're just going to – I think they're already throwing in the towel, and it'll be interesting. We'll see if that spread can get to 30.5 some point this year. Last week against the Patriots, it was 18.5. This week against the Cowboys, it was 22.5. I think when they play the Patriots and Foxborough, we could see a 30.5 point NFL spread, boys. They keep losing, which would be fucking insane. That about does it. Quick episode. Want to get back to playing vid games and watching some football and Twins. Hope you enjoyed the episode. And fuck Kirk Cousins, and see you next week.